الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبده الذي اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسد الجسد كله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. The real purpose for which we have gathered, which was illustrated in the Ash'ar, read by Ijaz also, and that is that love of Allah Ta'ala. And then, mashallah, Allah reward Maulana Rafiq Sahib also, the Ash'ar also, all was for the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that is what we have to endeavor and strive for, to get that love of Allah, and not only the love of Allah, but that it must supersede, it must overpower all other things also. It's a high stage, but that is what will be our object and our aim. Allah Ta'ala take us there, and mashallah, if we read the books, kitabs which ulama have written, mashallah, Maulana Musa Sahib also has written a kitab of the Salaf, of what their condition was. We feel ashamed to even call ourselves Muslims, to even call ourselves as human beings, where those people have reached. And as Maulana Rafiq Sahib explained, the malaika are continuously in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But that love of Allah, may Allah bless us with it, inshallah. So anyway, ulama of hadith, muhaddithin, have written that there are three ahadith which are the asas, the foundation, the basic for our whole deen. We have to try and work on these three ahadith, and then inshallah the whole of deen will come into us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to inshallah think of it carefully and work towards it. The first hadith, which is one third of our deen, the muhaddithin say, innamal a'malu bin niyat, that all our actions are judged by the intentions. That's what we commonly make the translation with. And our actions are according to intention. According to our intention will be the value of the action. If the intention is wrong, then naturally, no matter how good the action might be, but it will have no value. The intention must be correct. And both these words are in the plural. A'mal, innamal a'malu. A'mal is also in the plural. And with niyat. Niyat. Niyat is also in the plural. So all a'mal are judged according to the actions. Our great pious people, they also got 24 hours a day in their lives. They also got 4 weeks in a month, 12 months in a year, etc. Time like that is the same. But where do they supersede and they go far away? It is by action, by intention. How much we make intention? You can make 2 rakats of namaz. And you make 2 rakats of namaz. And the same 2 rakats you could have made up to 7, 8 intentions. And now it is as though you have made up to 16 rakats of namaz. So such a great difference. In the same light, for example, though it isn't with intention, but we make miswak with wuzu. A person who makes wuzu, inna salata bi siwa afzalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwati. That namaz is more valuable than 70 namazes for which miswak was not made. Now if you consider this, like that we just speak about it, but if we consider, how long will it take to make 70 rakats of namaz? And who of us has got that himmat, that courage, that we will make 70 rakats of namaz? But the small, we say small, but it's a very big amal of miswak you make, and now that is like you have made, it's better than, not equal to 70 rakats of namaz. Afzalu min sab'ina rakatin. So more better than 70 rakats of namaz, if we make miswak. So intention also, we can do many a'mal. Maulana Marchi of Peter Hawick, he has written, he compiled a nice book, and in which he has written all the different intentions we can make. And that the intentions that we make, according to that, will be our amal. So much so that even if we go shopping to the supermarket, according to our intention, we will get that rewards also. And if we make no intention, then we will just go like that. But if we just make that intention, our eating, Allahu Akbar, for eating, there are very many intentions. Normally, like in ijtimas or jalsas or like that, then we have adab given of eating, of sleeping, etc. Usually those are only the adab. But really what it should be, the first thing must be, aqidah must be correct. That this, I'm eating this food, from who is it? No matter who made it, but in actual fact, in reality, it is only from Allah Ta'ala. No, it can be made at home, or we could buy it ready-made, or whatever. And no matter what it is, natural, which is from the tree, or which is from the factory. But all the food is from Allah Ta'ala. And then very important, the aqidah in there, that the effect in the food of giving us harm or benefit, benefiting us or harming us, that is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And like the sun, the rays of the sun that falls on things, once the rays have fallen, the sun has got no control over that. Now the sun has no control, the effect is on those things, whatever it is. But Allah's effects which are on things are fully in the control of Allah all the time. Even after Allah puts an effect in, Allah can change it also at any time. Allah can withdraw it also at any time. Allah puts sweetness in sugar, Allah Ta'ala can take away that sweetness when He wants to. Allah can make that sweetness into bitterness when He wants to. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So our aqidah first must be correct. And we must make in our hearts that, Ya Allah, put all goodness in this food. And save me from all the harm of me. Whether it is medicine also. What that medicine is meant for, it hasn't got that effect. It is in Allah's hands. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, that one Hakim, when he went to the Qabristan, he was covering his face. So somebody asked him, that who are you making sharam from here in the Qabristan? He says, how many people I have sent to the Qabristan? I gave them wrong medicine. So the medicine that we have also, and the effect in the medicine, is not in the medicine, is not in the Hakim's hands, not in the doctor's hands. It is all in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One beautiful book, which has been compiled, and mashallah, Dr. Ismail, he has distributed that book, and convey my shukriya to Dr. Saab for sending it. He says, the doctor there writes that, how many patients have come to me, they went to how many other doctors, they were treated by so many, but when I treated them with the aspect of deen in that, then a great change came. And people who were like up to 15, 20 doctors wrote them off. That we can't, we no ilaj for them. But when you put the aspect of deen, Allah Ta'ala. So first thing is that everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Second is that we should eat and do all our amal. Allah give us tawfiq with ikhlas. Only for Allah's pleasure. We eat also with ikhlas. Seldom we do that. For us, normally it's eating time, we eat. My stomach is hungry, I eat. My full, I stop eating. But it should be for only Allah's pleasure. This, of course, it needs. This is what the Ash'ar were about. That we have to reach, we have to work towards that stage. Where we are, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that see, gauge the people when you give a talk, where they are, appreciate that. And take them further, higher up. Don't push them down. Like a person is only making, for example, Maghrib Namaz. Don't tell him that, what are you like? Say, mashallah, you're making Maghrib. Make other namazes also. A person is making only Jummah. Don't tell him that you're a write-off. You're only making Jummah. Appreciate what he's doing and bring him to do more. Bring him that they can make all the namazes. All, every aspect of deen. So we should try and bring ikhlas in all our a'mal. And that high level, that in whatever we do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then we will use that strength and that again with ikhlas only for the pleasure of Allah. We eat, for example, we get strength. We slept or we got fresh. Now use that only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Don't now Allah gave it to us. Khaate hai hum Rahman ki aur khaate hai hum Shaitan ki. We eat Allah's, we enjoy all Allah's ni'mat, and then we use it for satisfying our nafs. Hey, like Mawlana Rafiq explained, just for our nafs we are doing things. That we should do it for Allah's pleasure. And then the third stage is normally what we discuss, the adab, etc. Then comes the etiquette, that when before drinking water, say Bismillah. After Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَقَانِ عَذْبًا فُرَاتًا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Or at least Alhamdulillah after that. And very seldom do we say Bismillah before eating and after eating, making shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Even just Alhamdulillah. Even if a person rubs his stomach is full, Alhamdulillah. But making shukr to Allah for His ni'mat, that is very, very important. So niyat is the first thing. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. So we as many niyats as we make, so much we will be able to fly in the path of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. And with niyat, little amal, but we will go very far. And these are all subjects, mashallah, they are ulama everywhere. We should try and sit in their sohbat, in their company, and benefit from. There are kitabs, good kitabs, like the kitab that I mentioned of Mawlana Murshi. Try and acquire that kitab, read that kitab, and see that, alhamdulillah, what niyat, how far we can go. Then the second hadith, which the ulama explained, is one-third of Islam, which is of fundamental value of Islam. Min husni Islam il mar'i. تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. The beauty of Islam is that to give up all things which are لَا يَعْنِي. لَا يَعْنِي, فُزُود, unnecessary, extras, which we don't need. Mawlana Musa Nu'mani, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was in the Pitratif, old alim, but he used to say, like for example, this chutney that we have when we eat, achar, etc., he say all that, he should call it lukma thakir. That you are full already, we as normally, we are full. But now in order to push the food down, you need little extra chutney. If you are really hungry, and we ulama have written, the sign of a person being hungry is that when the roti comes first, before the tarkari comes, before the food, he starts eating already. Or if the tarkari is that is, he doesn't wait, but we want to, our dastarkhan, our setup, how much preparation. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to make bayan that on our dastarkhan and that, for how much of preparation, how much shopping is required, how much time is required to serve the food, to eat the food. In fact, there is a famous masala which comes in Bukhari Sharif, that if food is ready also, and Isha namaz is also ready, then what must you have first? Must you have first your food, or must you have your Isha first? What will we say? But, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, the masala is eat first, finish. Because if you're going for namaz first, then your thoughts are going to be in food all the time. And if you're going to eat first, your thoughts are going to be in namaz, then namaz mustn't go. So one student objected and said, Hazrat, if we're going to sit down to eat, Jamaat will be finished there. We won't get Jamaat. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his wonderful, simple way, he explained, he said, that unka khana, sahaba ka khana, tumhari bawa jaise khana thora tha. They were not how you people eat, that first this comes and then that comes. For them, just a one, two, to few khajurs, water, and finish. So they've eaten, finished, and they go now. How much of la yani in our food we have got? If we see the dastarkhan, the basic food, how much is that? and how much is all the extra. And all this is, we don't have to be despondent or anything, and we don't have to lose hope. As this is explained, this is of a very high, but that is what our goal must be. And it will help us that we don't regard ourselves as pious by just making two rakats of namaz, or just we kept one roza, and then we regard ourselves as pious. It will help us to realize that piety is something else. It's of a very high level. So, tarkuhu ma la ya'anihi. In everything, in our clothing. Today, kurtas have got brand names. And abayas of women. Now, you must have a brand name. It must be a fashion, etc. In all, so many things, all these various other things have taken preference. All the la ya'ani. So, and who of us, Allah forgive me first, I'm the worst of all, that we don't even think that how many things are la ya'ani, how many things are fuzool, unnecessary in my life. So if we just try and take out one a month, one a week, a year also, we will be on the right way. But we just carry on. In fact, we carry on adding more la ya'ani. And the beautiful, the hadith is the kalam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, min husni islam in mar, the beauty of the Islam of a person. In what is beauty? Normally what is beauty? More cosmetics, jewelry, adornment, but ye tarkuhu. All those things he must give them off. In al-bazazata min al-iman. That simplicity is part of iman. So how much we give up the extra and we come down to simplicity, that is part of iman. Maulana Abdul Malik Sahib is here presently. He's in Newcastle from Bangladesh. A great alim, great muhaddith. Maulana and him just went, especially what the sacrifice they made to go there to listen to his bayans, his lessons, and they made it here back again. But the simplicity he has got, Allahu Akbar. When he sat on the minbar in Azadwal to give bayan to the students, he had a little scarf. He just took it simple and he just threw it around him. His beard was also covered, everything. Like he's not worried of all these things. Just simple, straightforward. So simplicity down. And that was a main quality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The simplicity they had. And people just could not tolerate and accept and understand the simplicity. And a person like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what caliber of a person was Sayyidina Umar? But the simplicity, when an envoy came from the foreign country to see, and he was sleeping in the Masjid and Nabawi making his qailula, with like a stone, a brick as a pillow. And today for us, just to go and sleep, how many things we have got. Do this, do that, have your nightcap, and then this you must have, and that you must have, and how many things we have got. So anyway, that is the second part, which is very important. The third is this hadith there, that Allah, wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, listen carefully. And this is another one third and part of Islam. That open your ears and listen. This is huruf tambi, the words which are used to win the attention of a person, which are Allah, Ama, and Ha. That to win the attention of a person. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, listen carefully. As we will say, open your ears and listen. And lend me your ears. Give me your attention. Please, your attention I want. That you wanted full attention from the people. And in there also, I digress quite a bit. But one time in a janaza namaz, it was our Mufti Sahib who was in front. And he had to shout literally several times for the people to keep quiet. But the people just were not listening. And the janaza is in front. In the Ash'ar, that when this munakkash body, when it will be put into the sand, and at such a time, and a person is not attention, his mind is not towards the qabr, It's a sad occasion. And so, and Maulana Muhammad Said explained to me at one janaza, also people making a noise, talking loudly. So he made an announcement, brothers, please, there is a janaza, that let us behave, respect the janaza, all that. After that, a young alim came to him and said that you made the announcement was wrong. This is the only occasion people get to meet one another. So let them talk and meet one another. Allahu Akbar. Now when our thinking is going in this direction, that even at that time there, we want to make it an occasion of meeting and talking with one another. So anyway, in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan. The word wa here, wow, ulama have explained that it is referring to a sentence, a hidden sentence. Otherwise, ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have said without the wow. But here there is an important point here, that wow, an important sentence here. An important thing, give your attention to it properly. What is that? That in the body there is mudra. Mudra, a piece of flesh. And also referring to, compared to the body, ala wa inna fil jasadi mudra. That there is this mudra, this piece of flesh in the body, the whole body is big. And the flesh and the heart is small. More or less the ulama, the doctors explain, is the size of a fist, your heart. And your whole body is so big. So the body, so this fist here, it controls the whole body. If this is corrected, is a salahat, salahal jasadu kullu. If this mudra comes right, the whole body will come right. Waitha fasadat, if this mudra is wrong, and that was in the ashar all, everything. The same subject matter. If this comes right, everything will come right. Normally also, we make islah. We think also for ourselves that we want to make our islah. So we think of that, for example, I must get my namazes in order 100% correct. 100% correct. I must get Islamic dressing. Beard must come 100% correct. A woman, she must go in burqa, everything. But the real main thing that we have to think of, which unfortunately, those of us who are in khanqah also, and even running the khanqahs, but we don't think of it, of the islah of the heart. And if that comes right, the hadith says, the whole body will come right. And if that is destroyed, is not right, the whole body will go wrong. So it's not a matter of just having Islamic appearance, etc. Alhamdulillah. It's a great thing. A person didn't have a beard, he keeps a beard now, mashallah. A person wasn't wearing Islamic attire, he's wearing Islamic dress now, mashallah. It's all great thing. Many other things also. But the main is the heart. So if this comes right, the whole body will come right. Ulama have said that if every person worries about the heart, and your heart is the prime minister, is the president of the body, the body is the whole country. And all other parts of the body are the different departments, the different states, the different provinces which are in a country. So if the head is right, the heart is right, everyone else will come right. So that is what we have to make effort on. That is what we have to think of. And we have to work in that direction to get our hearts in order. So for that, a person has to make his intention, think about my heart. And this ash'ar were all the same, that when we get that. And this is that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala refers to in the Quran Sharif, that when the Bedouins, when they accepted Islam, qalatil arabu amanna, they said that we have accepted Islam, amanna, we have brought. Allah says immediately after that, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُ. Don't say that we have brought iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say we have submitted ourselves. And this is a great thing. To accept Islam and to enter into the fold of Islam is a great thing. And after that, to live an Islamic life is a great thing. But the thing is, where we have to reach to. is that when that Islam with that passion, that fervor. One is Islam that we acquire as being born in Muslim homes. One is Islam that according to our thinking, we think carefully all the religions and that a person will come to the conclusion Islam is the right. And many people are accepting Islam like that. They compare all the religions, everything they understand, Islam is. But one is that reality of Iman, that passion of Iman, that overpowering force of Iman, when that is in the heart, when that overtakes, that is what we have to bring. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. So this is what is called tahsil hasil mahan. That what you have already, you can't still get what you have. But Allah is telling the believers, addressing Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. So they have got Iman. And Allah is telling, if you got Iman, what Iman more must you got? I brought Iman. But the reality of Iman. Not only Iman by istidlal, by reasoning, by thinking that really Islam is a true religion. The teachings of Islam are perfect, etc. Islam teaches you not only about dunya, but about akhirat also. Islam teaches you not only of your dunya's life, of your akhirat's life. Everything. When you realize that, then you want to accept Islam. But now make effort. And that is go towards bringing Iman in the actual reality. And that bring that passion and that love of Islam. Which Allah Ta'ala has explained in the Quran Sharif. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That on the day of Qiyamah, that is the real day for which we all have to work for. And your mal, your wealth is not going to help you. Banoon, your children are not going to help you. What will help there? Illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim. Who comes to Allah Ta'ala with qalbi salim. So this qalbi salim, that means a healthy heart. Of course, that does not refer to this physical heart of ours. That we have angina there, blocked arteries there, or whatever else, doesn't the spiritual heart. The heart which contains the Iman. That heart must be Qalb-e Saleem. Opposite of Qalb-e Saleem is Qalb-e Saqeem, a sick heart. That a person has got love of dunya. And Qalb-e Saleem has believed only in one Allah. We have got so many. Medicine is one. Khuda of ours. Shop is our income is another. Our comfort is another. Our nafs is another. So many others. That you have only one Allah. And so that is what is called a qalb-e saleem. So that we have to work for. Our Allah reward our Shaykh. Bismillah. Our Shaykh has explained from the tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani Allama Alusi Rahimahullah. Now what is a qalb-e saleem? And look also how the Mufassireen, what knowledge Allah had given them, what inclination towards deen they have got. That how they have explained it. That the Quran Sharif explained, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَال. So mal, wealth. That was the first thing. So they made the tafsir, also the first tafsir about wealth. أَلَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. That person who spends his money in good causes. So each one of us must think that where do I spend my money? Is it only on my necessities? Do I spend it in good causes? A person who's got a healthy heart and who's trust. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the treasurer. He should keep all the wealth, the stocks, etc. And he should take loans also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took loans to help out people. And sometimes Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala should come, it's due date to pay and we haven't got the money. And I'm thinking, I've got all my things ready. I'm going to go out of the city and when there is something, then I'll come back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Bilal, anfiq wala takhsha min zil arshi iqlala. Spend and do not fear from the being of the arsh. Any shortage. And then it wasn't just long, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Bilal that this hadiya has come, so much has come. And now you can give it. So to have that. So you need a heart for that, to be able to spend like that. So that is when we have that full trust in Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, and your eyes are not on your jayb, but on ghayb, on Allah Ta'ala. Your eyes are not how much you got in your, how much is loaded on your bank card, but it is how much is in the, by the treasures and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no limit whatsoever. So a person has to work for that, to be able to bring, develop that. Secondly, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. That person who has got a qalb-e saleem, a good heart, who guides his children towards the truth. So this is a very, very important thing, that we should try and encourage our children. In fact, and the tarbiyat, the nurturing of the children, does not start when they are born. We don't even think of it whole life that we have to nurture our children. But it is before the child is born. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua for his slave girl who was working in the house. When she, anyway, he made dua when she had the child, the tahniq. Allahumma ij'alhu barran, barran taqiyya, wa ambithu wa habibhu ila nas. Make him, Allahumma faqqihu fi al-deen. Allah, give him the understanding, faqahat of deen, not only the knowledge of deen, but the understanding of deen, together with the knowledge, the understanding of deen, and give him such character, such ways, that people love him and they will follow him. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, if a person has got a lot of knowledge of deen, but he's got a very hard attitude, people won't come near him, they won't benefit. But if he smiles and he's soft and kind, people flock towards him. So that, so this faqahat fi deen, so children, they must have that worry when they are born, from the time of birth, before birth. On one occasion, we were in Durban. I've mentioned this many times. And there was a jalsa, a bayan, and a young boy, 8 years old, he was reading qiraat from the sitting on the mimbar. And he read so well and with so much confidence and so correctly. The masjid was full and mostly all ulama and huffaz. And he didn't have any fear whatsoever, which is a great 8-year-old boy. So after that, I asked him, and that, what do you think? How did this boy achieve this? An 8-year-old boy, and he reads like this. So he thought a little while, then he told me that when his mother conceived him, she used to read 15 suparas of Quran Sharif every day. So that effect was on the, so before the child was born, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his son Maulana Abdul Mu'id, mashallah, studied. Doing such great work and such important messages he's giving. So anyway, his father, he had said that even if mother and father halal for one another, they meet and a small child is sleeping in a baby cot, for example, that will also have an effect on them. So everything on the children, it has got an effect. So the second tafsir, Alladhi yurshidu banihi ilal haq. That the first, mashallah, today, there are those people that the first education they give their children is of Quran Sharif. That first learn Quran Sharif. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 will come afterwards. But first is Quran Sharif. And that is what we have to do. That guide our children towards the truth. And they must be so grounded in it that no matter what the odds are, today, as Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib, the Ahmad Barakat, explained, what the ways of the kuffar are, we don't see ourselves any real different from them. We are also following in the same way. Are we as Muslims, and our children, their line must be completely different. It must be for deen, for akhirah. And when this will happen, then the true Islam will come about. This in Afghanistan, this Yvonne Ridley, I don't know if she changed her name or that, she accepted Islam, of course. Afterwards, she was a journalist. On one occasion, she asked one of the Afghanis that you people have brought Shari law, Islamic law, and you're running your country according, what benefit have you got from this? So he asked her, you want this answer in theory, must I explain it to you? Or you want a practical, you want to see it with your eyes? She said, I prefer to see it with my eyes. So he took an attache, a bag, and he filled it full with $100 notes, and he left it at a public bus stop, just like this, full with $100 notes. And 3 days later they came, and they found it was 100% intact. So Islamic law, or whether it is of cutting hands, it means that all everyone's hands are going to be cut. One example you make, and it will be for the whole nation, that a person who murders, and you take his life also, and you take it in public, it will be an example. Otherwise, we know that murder is like a game that is being played. It has human life. In fact, the condition is that the people who are law-abiding, they are living in prisons. Everyone's house has made his own house like a prison. The amount of barbed wire, the amount of alarm systems, all those things. And the people who break the law, they are walking free on the street. So this is the condition. Whereas if you bring Islamic law, and so to bring up our children in that. So that is a very, very important point, to bring up our children from the start and to actually set. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, his mother used to read to him stories of the Sahaba when he was still a child of 2 or 3 years old and make up his mind. He says one day he fell from the bed and so much it was in his mind that he started shouting, Qiyamat, Qiyamat, my good heart is that who guides his children towards righteousness. The third sign is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَةِ, that there aren't any false beliefs in his heart. And today we don't know how many wrong beliefs we have got in our hearts. Only when a person speaks out, then you can find out that what are his beliefs. And that beliefs also, one is that passion of Islam. That Islam, the love of Allah, is ghalib over everything. That is a very high stage. But just that the person doesn't have any wrong beliefs in his heart. For that also a person has to make continuous effort and find out and sit with ulama. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. Today we are living in a time when almost everywhere there are ulama. And we should try and benefit. And the true benefit of the ulama is to take from their knowledge, to benefit from them. And ask them questions, doubts which are in our hearts. Ask them this, clarify the matters, make clear the things, so that our hearts are clean of any wrong beliefs. One time we went to one place, and an old man who was regular with namaz, very regular, and in earnestness, and he was genuine, sincere. He said, ask, are there 2 gods in the world? A god of good and a god of evil. That a god of good, referring to Allah, that Allah makes you do good and righteously. And shaitan, he believed in shaitan as a god, as the god of evil. Whereas shaitan is a creation of Allah. And is under the control of Allah Ta'ala. And when the Sahaba complained about Wasawis, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamdulillah Alladhi. He started it with praising Allah. That Allah Ta'ala kept shaitan's taqat and power just so much that he puts doubts in you, Wasawis. But he can't, like for example, he can't pick up somebody here from the gathering now and take him to a brothel or take him to any other evil place. Yes, he can put the thoughts in your mind. But he can't pick you up and take you. And now it's for you to fight that thought. So this thoughts will come. So this evil thoughts. So he thought shaitan is a power of his own. And shaitan is a god of his own. And imagine now if you got a wrong aqidah. And mort comes in that state. Allah protect us all. and to correct our aqidas. For that, what we learned in madrasa and maktab, we should try and refer it to it again. And we should refresh our iman all the time. Go in jamaat. And in jamaat, mashallah, muzakarat take place all the time. And come to khanqas. Come, go to, listen to the bayans of ulama who speak on the haq, on the truth. And then we correct ourselves. So there shouldn't be any aqaide batila. The fourth sign of a good, healthy heart, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ غَلَبَةَ الشَّهُوَاتِ الَّتِي تُعَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. There shouldn't be excessive lust in a person that leads him to the fire of Jahannam. That also, what a beautiful tafsir. That it says that there shouldn't be lust. If there isn't lust at all, you won't get married. If you get married, you won't satisfy your wife. You won't want to have children. Allah made it such for the children to keep on coming. You must have that desire in you. And then you fulfill your desire. Allah make it the means of children coming in the world. So that has to be there. If there isn't that also, then a person won't do anything. He'll like to go to the monasteries. Whereas they also, they have got lust and a lot of wrong things take place there. So that is not the solution. And also, one person asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that I bought a firearm. Now, because of the firearm, I feel I'm somebody like me. That is how a person feels when he's got a firearm. I got a firearm. Somebody starts an argument, I've got a gun. I've got a firearm. And that can lead you to so much trouble also. So now it has brought pride in me. So must I get rid of the firearm. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah was Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. He said that you have got ala-i zina also. You've got that part of body that can permit zina, adultery also. Now it doesn't mean you must cut it off. What it means is you must control it. So the same way with the firearm, you keep the firearm. But remove the harm, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained in a beautiful way, that if you don't wash your clothes, you don't wash your body, lice will also come. Now then you don't say that now clothes got lice, so I'm not going to wear clothes anymore. No, clothes you must wear, but the obstacle which is there, the lice, remove that. So all this, so lust a person must have, but don't remove it completely, but it must be in its limit. And it must be channeled correctly within it. So that is a healthy heart that has got there. And the last sign, which Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali has explained, of Qalbi Salim, Alladhi la yakunu fi qalbihi amma siwallah. That in his heart there is nobody and nothing besides Allah. Which was explained, mashallah, in all the ashar, everything. That the love of Allah must be there. And it must be, iman is there, but more than that iman, that great love of Allah, which overtakes, which said Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had explained, a person cannot be a true believer until he does not love Allah and his Rasul more than what he loves himself. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that I love my nafs more. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not yet. And by the barakat of the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were so many other instances also. A youngster who wanted to commit zina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his heart on his heart and made dua for him. His hand on his heart and made dua for him. Allah purified him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sohbet. So Hazrat Umar, then he said, now I love Allah and his Rasul more than anything else in the world. So that amount of iman. We have to make effort on. So Allah give us tawfiq to make effort. That iman we have got. And we make effort on the heart. And we try and in the heart that iman. But that passion, that burning iman we try and bring in our heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.